This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So how many of you guys throughout all this BS that we've been going through all these months have been kind of, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, or looking on the bright side of things, right, or finding the silver lining? So how many of you have said, I kind of like that there's not a lot of traffic, or gosh, kind of like working from home, or I kind of like not having to go to my doctor to get a prescription. I could just get it virtually. I like not having to see my boss all the time. I like not having to show up at a party I really didn't want to go to. And even me being as extroverted as I am, I've used COVID as an excuse for so many things, and I've been working it for me, okay? You know, sorry, Mom, I want to see you, but we got, you know, COVID. Oh, we were going to have a reunion and a family reunion. Darn. Can't do it because of COVID. Gosh, if we just didn't have the COVID pandemic, I would have been all over that family reunion. Now, my family knows me better than that. But it's interesting. So, I don't know if you guys are on Facebook. Well, I hope you guys are on Facebook because I do Facebook Live. But for some of my listeners out there, they don't do social media, and I get you. I get that. But On my social media feed, you get memories from last year or the year before, or actually multiple years before. So they go, see your memories on this day. So I've been getting shows this whole year from shows from last year and 2 years ago, etc. Now, I only really Facebook Live for about a year and a half. So I'm starting to get more and more shows from, you know, and I'm starting to listen to them again. And so this day last year, I was talking about virtual school. And I guess in Chicago, I think there might have been a teacher strike at the time. And so students were they were contemplating virtual school. And I was talking about the pros and cons to virtual school. Kids need to be around other kids, but do they really get to be around other kids? You know, in class, you have to shut up. You're not really allowed to talk. You know, if you're stuck eating lunch by yourself and there's bullies, you know, as a kid, some kids like me, I went to 12 schools. The schools where there were bullies, I would have loved to be able to work from home. And I talked about last year how that could be an issue if there's not enough internet or whatever. And, you know, I'm listening to this, and this was 3 months before COVID. This was before we knew COVID was going to happen. And I guess the reason why the thought process was there is because I had a patient who had called in with possible flu last October. I told Mom that the child needs to be swabbed, you know, because we don't want them going back to school, you know, not knowing if it's flu or not. And the mom's like, no, my kid does virtual school. She does better with virtual school, not getting bullied, is flourishing virtual school. So, you know, I can't tell you how many times I heard prior to this years ago, even up until a year ago, people would say, gosh, it would be nice if I could work from home. Or gosh, it would be nice if, you know, we didn't have to drop our kids off at school and kids could, you know, do school next to us. Or gosh, it would be nice to get out of this. And, you know, when I listen to my old shows and I see what we covered, and, you know, I remember how, you know, people's attitudes were towards things, you almost wonder if the lockdowns and the going to virtual school and working from home virtually was always a demand. And COVID just kind of allowed us to make it happen. COVID was the excuse. Now, for some of you, you might say, well, does it even matter, Dr. Dahlia? I mean, we had COVID, we had a virus, we had a pandemic. See, to me, it does matter. Intent matters. It just does. Because whenever you hear somebody, let's say, you know, oh, gosh, you know, we need to do something, or this is going to happen, or this is going to happen, they keep talking about it, and then all of a sudden it happens. You almost wonder, did they kind of help make it happen? You know, this lockdown thing has been devastating for millions. But when I see pre-lockdown, this is kind of something people wanted. Then all this talk about, guys, the lockdown, and I know some of you are looking at it as, well, the lockdown's over. We're not locked down. Actually, we still are. To me, a lockdown is not business as usual like we had it last November or December. So any schools on virtual or any businesses working at half capacity, I'm still going to call lockdown. Unfortunately, that's trying to be forced as the new norm. And when you look at what people might have wanted in terms of school, in terms of work, I mean, oh my gosh, you know, I've had jobs where if I could have worked from home, hell yeah. Can you imagine being paid to work from home and you get to sleep in because the boss isn't there? Or you get to be now on solitaire, nobody watching, or you get to lay out by the pool, you know, or you get to hang out with your kids or eat lunch with your kids. Yeah, true, you need to show productivity. But, oh, my God, that would be Christmas in July if I could have worked from home with some of my previous jobs. And people are getting to do that now. So when you look and you see, if I look back in the past, and, you know, I've seen some of my predictions. I did come up with predictions from the year 2020, again, before COVID. And a big thing I said is we're going to be going to virtual school and we're going to be working from home. It's just that's where the demand is. And then all of a sudden COVID comes. They're like, all right, see, we have to lock down. We have to lock down. And you're like, wait a second here, guys. Okay, a lot of people wanted to work from home. They wanted virtual school. Well, now parents are like, get my kids, you know, back at school. In fact, I yelled at my kid the other day. I'm like, get your tush back at school. I'm sick of this. You know, he's just eating everything up. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing him in his underwear. You know, do some laundry for crying out loud. But with our population kind of wanted to have less crowds, a Disneyland with less lines, a movie theater that didn't have a head in front of you, a kid not being bullied at school, a boss not being around. To me, that's significant because for all of us who are being naive, saying, oh, man, this is all going to go away. We're all going to get to go back to school. Or we're all going to get to, you know, go back to work and it's all going to be the same. Oh, hell no. If the population and the majority of the population wanted this pre-COVID, then there is no way post-COVID we're going back. And I'm not even bringing up election or, you know, manipulation or trying to make the economy crash. I'm just talking about what did people want. I think, you know, the average person doesn't want to go back to work. 1-877-GOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dealing with was the rock and pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu, things would be a lot more simpler, wouldn't it? Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few weeks ago, the CDC had offered guidance on how we should celebrate Halloween. There's been guidance on Thanksgiving, multiple holidays. I really urge you guys to look at the CDC website. Unfortunately, that just drew a lot of drama, and people were concerned going, wait a second, our kids have been locked up. This is Halloween, and Halloween's finally on a Saturday night. And, you know, I was asked how I felt about how we should celebrate the holidays, and it just kind of started to become a little drama fest. Well, who better to actually, you know, kind of lend some guidance on how we should celebrate the holidays this year than somebody who's been in the trenches with COVID, pulmonary and critical care specialist. Currently, we have on air, who I'm a huge huge fan of at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Dr. Kalila Gates, to join us. So, Dr. Gates, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to kind of help lend some clarity on what you think we should be doing for the holidays.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Wow. So first of all, do you have kids?
I do. I have an almost four-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Halloween was like our favorite holiday with the kids. And, you know, it was the one time they would listen to us because they would bundle up. They would let me inspect the chocolate. I need my chocolate. Oh, my gosh. So what have you told your child about everything going on?
I know. So, you know, she knows that we're not canceling Halloween. We have the Minnie Mouse witch and the pumpkins on the porch. And we're going to do a scavenger hunt at home. And that's just kind of what we've decided as a family. But there are other options, right? If you want to go down the street in the neighborhood, perhaps you do individual goodie bags like we do at birthday parties as opposed to everybody reaching in the bin. If your Halloween costume doesn't have a mask, let's make sure the kids are masked and that they are distant and we're, you know, maintaining social distance. But we're not canceling the holidays. We just want people to do it a little bit differently this year.
Exactly, exactly. And I think there's ways to do it fun. I got to tell you, every time we have a bowl of candy, you got the big grabbers. I don't know who invites the middle schoolers, but they take big chunks. So I almost kind of like the excuse to, bag up little bags of candy, so then I know I'm actually triaging enough So tell us what you saw, during the thick of this and, personally, it must have been pretty trying on you. What did you experience with COVID and your patients?
Absolutely. So we saw the, devastation of COVID, where families were hard hit. We had multiple family members in the ICUs and the hospitals at the same time. We unfortunately had people that didn't make it. But we also saw and continue to see the success stories of COVID, where we are able to get them recovered and back home with their family members. And so it's been a really trying time, but it's been a rewarding time as well. I was telling someone earlier today, it's kind of felt like Groundhog Day the last 7 months, where you get up, you go to work, you come back, and you do the same thing over again because you don't have those big breaks and changes in time. So it's been, taxing and exhilarating in that we're in the middle of a pandemic and trying to learn a virus to combat. I'm just thankful that we have been able to work together and provide the care for our patients that's required. So it's been a bundle of emotions.
Absolutely. Now, joking aside, I've told my listeners that I've been trying to, work this COVID, pandemic lockdown to my advantage, keeping family and in-laws away. But this Thanksgiving, family's coming. They're I think fatigued by this, and this is probably going to be one of my biggest Thanksgiving dinners, and we're talking about older individuals and grandparents. And one thing that I don't think is being talked about is we want to protect our seniors and we're telling them to stay away, but I can't tell you how many want to come to my house and I can't even cook, which means that's how isolated they feel. What recommendations do you have, because I don't think the older people or the boomers are really having it in terms of, not this holiday. What advice do you have for that?
Yeah, so if you are, my initial advice is if you can keep the holiday to just your kind of nuclear family, let's do that. But if that is not an option, then let's look at explore other options. And those options are if grandma, grandpa, and everybody else is coming, let's talk about whether or not whoever's going to be there is going to quarantine for 2 weeks before you come, just to minimize the potential exposure before you get there. Once you get there, you still have to stay masked, right? Even if in the house, open windows so that we can get some good ventilation. When it's time to eat dinner, you have to provide some space so that we can take the mask down safely. We can't all be crowded around at the table. Perhaps passing around the turkey platter from hand to hand is not the way to go this year. And so there are things that we can do and changes that we can make to decrease the risk of transmission, even during family gatherings, if that's what we choose to do.
what I want to do is I want to take that Halloween idea of bags of candy, right, that you leave on the driveway and put the turkey there and just let the family do a drive-by, take the turkey and leave. Anyway.
That's what my aunt's going to do.
As you see, I'm not getting a lot of Christmas presents this year from my family.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Dr. Kalila Gates, pulmonary and critical care specialist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. You know, I know we weren't going to talk about this, but the fact that you have a 4-year-old daughter, you can also kind of lend a lot of guidance to how us parents are talking to our little kids about, have you had, I'm sure she's as bright as can be, you know, have you had the COVID talk, and has she been kind of wondering, you know, why things are different?
Absolutely. We have the COVID talk on a regular basis, partly because when I'm on service or I'm seeing COVID patients, what happens in our household changes. And so we had to be willing to talk to her so that she could understand the changes. And so she will very much greet me at the door and say, did you see COVID patients today? And if I say, yes, I did, she goes back to what she's doing until I can kind of decontaminate. Yes. So she's very much aware of COVID and the importance of masking and the impact of the virus. And she speaks of things like when the virus is over. We were watching something on the news the other day, and there were people out that didn't have on masks. And she was screaming at the TV, Mommy, they don't have on masks. Mm-hmm. And so she gets it to some degree. And I think we have to be willing to talk to our children about it.
Absolutely. The Generation Alphas are going to be some of the wiliest, smartest ones, and probably the most flexible, because they're kind of growing up in this now, you know? Flu shots. We've been recommending flu shots. I'm sure your team as well. Anything you want to comment on flu shots this year?
If you have never had a flu shot in your life, this is the year to get it. We do not want to be battling flu and COVID at the same time, and there is no reason to believe that you can't have both, which is just horrible to even think about. So please, please, please get your flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think? If you had a crystal ball, where do you think we're at with the COVID vaccine?
So if I had a crystal ball, I would expect it kind of maybe early 2021, early to mid-2021. I don't see it any sooner than that. Yeah. But we'll have to see how things, you know, pan out and how these kind of reports of adverse effects shake out. But hopefully by 2021, early 2021.
Yeah, we're hoping too. And then, you know, a lot of stores are looking forward to Black Friday sales, and many stores like Walmart has had to adjust. You know, what advice do you have for people that want a Christmas shop, that, you know, want to kind of support local business, you know, but are kind of leaning more towards, well, let's just do Amazon again?
Right. So I think that a lot of local businesses are still doing online. So let's do online. You don't have to shop just from Amazon. Like, see what's online, be willing to do that. If you're not, if you're somebody who just has to be out in the stores, that's okay. But let's minimize the risk of infection. So let's wear a mask, let's social distance, let's use hand sanitizer intermittently. Just think about, let me kind of clean my hands. And hopefully the stores will help us by controlling the flow of traffic inside, by minimizing the amount of people inside at one time. Mm-hmm. If we're waiting in line, we're making sure we're socially distant between the people in front and behind us. So there are things that we can do to decrease our risk of exposure.
So true. Dr. Gates, how can people find more information about you or Northwestern?
So if you want more information, you can go to nm.org/radio.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to have you back. You have a healthy Halloween. Give your little one a hug for us, and thank you for all you do. Be safe.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All 12 Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination Thursday. Next is the full Senate confirmation vote on Monday, the final process for ACB to become a member of the United States Supreme Court. Democrats were told by Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to boycott the hearing, leaving no one to oppose the nomination. Schumer was hoping to prevent the committee from establishing a quorum. The boycott was unsuccessful at stalling the federal judge's confirmation to the high court. The Hunter Biden laptop with scandalous emails enlightening Americans to the Biden's business dealings with Communist China, the Ukraine, Russia, and more have been validated by another source. Former business partner of Hunter Biden confirms the emails are authentic. Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski says, quote, "I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew with concern with what I saw," end quote. USA Radio News. The final presidential debate will be tonight in Nashville. The big question, since mainstream media is ignoring the story, will President Trump bring up the Hunter Biden laptop and its scandalous emails? White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox News, yes.
I do think we are going to, whether it's asked or he has the opportunity to bring it up, he's going to get into this issue of Hunter Biden. The American people need to know if the Biden family in any way is beholden to China. I mean, this is our biggest geopolitical adversary. And the fact that most of the mainstream media is just refusing to cover this story is gravely concerning, but the president's willing to bring it up himself if necessary.
The Tampa Bay Rays, Los Angeles Dodgers World Series Game 3 is Friday at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, the first World Series neutral site since World War II. The series is tied at one apiece after Brandon Lowe hit two opposite field home runs in the Rays' 6-4 win Wednesday. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tonight is debate night. And some people are just done with the whole debates. They've already voted. They're just going to do their own thing. For others, we're just kind of like, no, you know what? I'm kind of interested in what's going on. This is going to be, you know, what else are we going to watch? Okay. I think we've watched everything else on Netflix. Oh, that's right. Who's football tonight? I don't know who's playing football tonight. So I usually watch football, but after what happened with Dallas, I don't know if I could watch anymore for a while. I've never thought I would say that, but I think I'm a little footballed out. It's just really, really hard to see your team hurt like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go to the debate. We got a party to go to. Why not? You know, debate parties are fun. Minimal, very minimal party. Not a lot of people there. Okay. But this debate is a little different because there's going to be a mute button included where the candidates are going to be allowed their 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted. And I think there's going to be six sessions where the mute button could be used, and then there's going to be some back and forth. So I don't really know how they have it all broken down, but from what I understand, this was in response to the September 29th debate that was moderated. I don't even know if we could say it was moderated, which was kind of, well, Chris Walls was there, and it was a slugfest between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And President Trump didn't let Joe Biden speak. President Trump plays offense. We spoke about that. And President Trump gave people what they thought they wanted. Unfortunately, for those of us who wanted to actually see the policy differences and wanted to see, you know, the stamina of each candidate and to see, you know, how they can handle hard questions, we didn't get that because it was so many back and forth and interruptings and et cetera. Memes were out there, and Saturday Night Live did a spoof between Jim Carrey and Alec Baldwin, and people had fun with it. All right. Unfortunately, not too fun, because now we have a debate where there's going to be a mute button. Now, many people understand, and I understand, okay, nobody wants to see September 29th happen again. They want to actually hear candidates' answers. And so, unfortunately, because of the debacle, you know, like a school teacher would, a school teacher's like, sorry, all right, you know, if you don't follow the rules, then this is what we're going to do. However, what many people are kind of curious about is if we don't really have neutral moderators. And I don't think we're ever going to find neutral moderators. People were saying, oh man, you know, Chris Wallace is from Fox News, so this is going to be a right-leaning it's not a right-leaning debate. Chris Wallace leans left. So it was, there was, you know, there wasn't a right debate monitor and then a left debate monitor. It just seems like anybody who moderates or interviews, whether it's Savannah Guthrie or 60 Minutes or whatever, they just always seem to kind of pound President Trump. And why are they doing that? You know, is it because they have a political agenda? No, it's all about sales. It's all about advertising. It's all about, and you know, it's interesting. That's another thing I need to talk about. Remember I told you guys, you know, don't think your side is the only side that exists. You know, and I see people make mistake after mistake after mistake, assuming that they have a liberal audience or a conservative audience. Because, you know, I'm hearing people like, I'm shutting it off, or, you know, I'm tuning out, or I'm, you know, and so, you know, seeing President Trump get hammered, even if you don't support him, that's not really what, you know, I mean, there's people that are liberal that they don't really want to watch an interview of President Trump getting, you know, I don't know, beat up over, well, why didn't you take a COVID test, or why didn't you wear a mask, or why didn't you, you know, I mean, what is the average intelligent, bright American want? We want to know that there's national security. We want to know what's going on with our economy. We want to know what's happening with schools and how our kids' education is going to be affected. We want to know what's happening in terms of COVID. So I think a lot of these liberal-leaning moderators are making a big mistake thinking that their crowd or their fan base just wants to see somebody get, you know, beat up about, I don't know, taxes or whatever. The average Democrat and the average Republican want to know how their family's going to be affected the next 4 years. So, I mean, if I was in the media, which I am, but, I mean, if I was Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, give the people what they want. I know there's some select few that just want to see President Trump get all mad and sit on an uncomfortable chair. No. We want answers, which is why the mute button has been accepted by conservatives alike, because they don't want to see this back and forth on stuff that's, you know, BS. I mean, they want to know, okay, what the heck is going to happen. Now, here's the only problem with muting, okay? I'm a woman, and not to stereotype us women, but we women don't have a lot of offensive tools when we, you know, are at the line of scrimmage with, you know, let's say hubby. And so we will do neutral zone infractions, right? We might go offsides. We might, you know, in order to kind of throw our opponent off. Okay? Husbands play good defense and they play great offense. So what do we do if we don't think we have the tools? Well, we don't let them do their drive. All right? We stop them. Sometimes we tackle them. Sometimes we force them to fumble. And we women are very, very good at that. If you mute us, if a woman is muted, we kind of lose, right, a lot of our skills. It's like taking away our offensive line. It's taking away our, it's like pulling your tight end, wide receiver, and your whole safety and causing you to only play with, let's say, a running back who keeps fumbling the ball. Okay, sorry. I really take this to home, okay? We're having a tough time. We're having a really, really tough time in football this season. So muting and forcing a mute, this is not, though, a real debate. And I'm not saying the last debate was real. These aren't debates anymore. But the art of the mute really starts to change the way the whole conversation goes. And so what I'm worried about is going to happen tonight is whoever gets their 2 minutes time, they're not going to spend that time saying, guys, okay, this is what I think we need to do for the economy. This is what we have to do to get the world back. This is what we need to do to deal with China or North Korea. In fact, they're not even bringing up national security. They're going to spend those 2 minutes just attacking each other. And so, you know, we're going to hear about President Trump and Amy Coney Barrett. We're going to hear about his not wearing a mask. We're going to hear about him not taking a COVID test. We're going to hear about him name calling. We're going to hear about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's gaffes. Whereas, I mean, guys, you know, what does your fan base want? Okay, we're kind of scared. We don't know what industries to invest in. Stock market is now just kind of teetering. We don't know what's going to happen with healthcare. You know, I mean, and if, you know, the same subjects get brought up just because they think it sells and their advertisers are happy, this is going to be another cluster. So the concept of the mute, even though it solves one problem, which we had with September 29th, it does nothing to solve the debate problem, because I just fear tonight, you know, Joe Biden is going to have his speech ready, and Donald Trump's going to have a speech ready, and it's going to have nothing to do with the questions, and it's just going to be attacking them, because they're going to have a whole 2 minutes to be able to do that. So for those of you going, you know what, I'm not watching tonight, I think I'm going to take a pass, I don't blame you, because I don't think we're going to get much out of this. Yeah, it might be entertaining. Like I said, I got nothing better to do, and it's always fun to go to a friend's house and, you know, talk politics, and, you know, but once you take away the mute, honestly, if there was a mute button and my husband was able to mute me, I think the marriage would be over, because I wouldn't have won any fights. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so as many of you heard early this morning, I mean early this morning for me on the Pacific Coast, the Republicans have voted through Amy Coney Barrett to a full Senate floor vote. This is, I believe, going to then be, I think there's supposed to be a debate this weekend, and then by Monday, I believe they want to confirm her, and then she would be nominated to the Supreme Court officially, or not nominated, she would then ascend to be a Supreme Court justice. From what we understand, no Democrats came to the committee today to show up for the vote. They had said that the confirmation was illegitimate. Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said Wednesday no minority members of the panel needed to be present for them to conduct business as usual. And so the Democrats, I guess, refused to show up for the committee vote or to show a protest. From what we understand, what had happened is there were posters of Americans who rely on the Affordable Care Act, and the Democrats put those posters on their seats. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Amy Coney Barrett's views out of the mainstream and will host a press conference on the boycott Thursday. I've been asked, do I really believe Obamacare is going to be overturned and people are going to lose their health care and the pre-existing conditions? What I've heard is the same as what you've heard. The GOP had said they're not going back on the pre-existing condition thing. And, I mean, even though that's unfortunately what kind of put us into the mess we're in terms of the, you know, high deductibles and, you know, once you, the reason why insurance works, which is a crappy system, and I'm not a fan of insurance, but you buy insurance when you don't need it, you hope it's there when you do need it, and so insurance companies make money on the healthy people. So when you get rid of the pre-existing conditions and somebody could wait, you know, 5 years or 10 years to finally buy health insurance, then the insurance companies don't make money. And mandating people during a recession like we had in the teens and all that, it just didn't work. So the pre-existing condition clause, I'm for us keeping because you really can't go back on that. And the GOP had said they're going to keep it too. It's just too popular a move. Unfortunately, it's going to be very, very difficult to to kind of go back to, you know, cheaper insurance and cheaper deductibles. So the GOP doesn't, I don't think, have a good plan in place. But from what I understand, it's still not supposed to affect people that, have current health insurance, that are getting Medicaid. The whole Medicaid issue, that's going to change because of state funding. So, you know, are people going to, quote unquote, lose their health care? Well, if they already aren't losing their health care by losing jobs, you know, I don't know how much more could happen. So, I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do, but the big push that the Democrats have, their real only card to play is if Amy Barrett helps the court overturn Obamacare, which already isn't working, that's going to be disastrous for the American public. And the GOP have it on them where they got to come up with another plan. And, in fact, during the primaries, the Democrats were really split on continuing Obamacare. I believe the only candidate that might have suggested continuing Obamacare was Biden. All the rest of them kind of knew, look, we got to kind of move on. Even Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was not going to keep Obamacare. She would have wanted Hillary Care, especially since the roots of Obamacare were Hillary Care. So Obamacare was going to go away anyway. So, you know, but the Democratic senators' names were called out there, and there was silence, of course. And then Republican members, you could hear them say aye when prompted with the motion to confirm Barrett's nomination. So now what happens is I believe there is supposed to be this weekend a Senate discussion or a Senate debate on Amy Coney Barrett. And then on Monday, I believe it's going to be the official vote. And if Republicans have enough votes, people are concerned that, well, you know, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine have already said they're probably the most left-leaning of the Republicans. And there's been some, you know, discussion that they weren't Republicans, that they were not going to confirm. They're usually the main dissenters of the Republican group. Susan Collins has a very, very tough, from what we understand, re-election campaign, but she's running against a Democrat. So, you know, some of the Democrats might like, yeah, she counts as a Republican, but she votes Democrat, so we don't know. She might, you know, be easily re-elected. We don't know. But for even if Murkowski and Susan Collins declines Amy Coney Barrett, Republicans will still have a majority. Even if Mitch McConnell changes his mind or somebody else changes his mind, if there is a tie, then Mike Pence comes in to break the tie. So Amy Coney Barrett moving forward is from what we understand, the path to go. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of back and forth that, you know, well, that's not fair. And, you know, Obama didn't get his pick. Well, and again, like I said, I don't really like to get too political when it comes to who promised what. But I understand why, if it was a Republican-led Senate, and you had Obama, you know, bringing up his confirmation, to me it didn't make sense for us for 8 months to see the Senate go, no, 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 next one. No, 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 next one. It's a bad system. I mean, it's a system where, you know, you have a political-leaning judge, which shouldn't happen. Judges should be neutral. And when a president wants to put one on the court, and it looks like they're packing the court with left or right, I don't see how the Republican-led Senate during the Obama years was going to approve it, so that would have just been a waste of Senate times. However, when you do have a Senate and a president of the same side, then you're not wasting time, and it's going to move forward. Same thing. That's going to happen with Joe Biden. If there's a Democrat Senate, and if Joe Biden wins the presidency and something happens, God forbid, you know, to any of the justices, then it's not going to be a back and forth. So, you know, I think what happened was back in 2016, what I believe happened was the audio clip, right, or the sound bite wasn't complete. And they didn't want that sound bite to be out there. They didn't want a sound bite saying, look, we're just going to block it. Because if there's a Republican that gets in, you know, we're going to, yeah, so, you know, we're just going to block. They couldn't say that. So rather than saying that, they're like, look, you know what, we wait till the election. Well, that's what the Democrats are seizing on now, going, you said we have to wait till the new election, and if we had a new president. Well, you know, should the Republicans have in 2016 said, look, you know, we are not on the same side as the president, so we're going to block everything he does and stall. Would that have done better this time around? You know, which was the lesser of two evils? Either way, the GOP, you know, is kind of, you know, ticking off the Democrats, but like I said, the GOP had no choice. With the Democrats saying Biden was leading by 12 points and saying Biden is a shoo-in, you tell the Democrats and that, you know, Senate seats are going to be lost and that the Democrats are going to have a whole blue wave in the House, the Senate, and the presidency is all going to turn blue in the next 3 months. The Republicans have no choice then than to get whatever they want to get done now. If the Democrats played a little differently, going, look, guys, it's close. I mean, it's really close. It could be anything. You know, don't you want to wait? Don't you, you know, I mean, you know, but no. Once you tell the GOP you're done for, you're going to be out of here in 3 months. Yeah, they're going to, you know, not nominate somebody to the Supreme Court. So, you know, they tried to attack her religiousness. They tried to attack, you know, and again, I do have a problem with, you know, there being judges, right or left, that are so right-leaning or left-leaning. I do have a problem with that. But Amy Coney Barrett is qualified. I think she did a fantastic job with the hearings. And so, you know, I think she'll do a good job on the court. 1-877-DOC-SOLID. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.